Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
What's with the size
with
coming
Ike,
right
Spike
back
and Fritz?
From break?
What's that?
Yeah, you just, it's two size.
It's been a high leverage situation.
Okay.
Have I performed better than Hoffman did in my high leverage situation?
Well, better than, because yesterday was another high leverage situation with the Kensington Minson call.
Yes.
Brian Daboll situation.
Yes.
Not the best. Today, good bounce back spot.
Okay, yeah. Well, I wasn't expecting that yesterday.
I know.
I wasn't expecting to argue. I came in before we started the show. I told Ike, "Hey, I'm gonna be very pro Sirianni today." I mean, I think yes. And then I just ended up
threw me off
fighting about Brian Daboll.
He threw me off.
All right.
I was like, "Hold on, aren't we together on this?"
Yeah. We've been together on a few takes recently. Yeah. You know, so. Everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I don't know if you can tell, but I get annoyed by things pretty easily.
Mm.
I think it's kind of a prerequisite to work in sports radio is you have to be annoyed.
Yes.
About a lot of things at a lot of times.
Yep.
Always offended by something. So here are the top five things that I just can't take anymore. Number five, and we've talked about it all show, but it's like the Sixers injury news. I can't hear reevaluated in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I can't. It's just, it's so exhausting. I can't wait for Sixers season. But then it's Paul George is hurt. And then it's Embiid isn't ready to go for the start of the season. And then I'm just waiting for something to happen to Maxey. I don't know. It just... Every single year, they find a way to just dampen the spirits.
It's so much different than a team that is just bad for 10 years or that doesn't give you hope. The way that the Sixers have been able to ruin your hope over the last several years is really unmatched in sports history.
Yeah.
I have no idea how we've done, you know, because we talk Sixers on WIP, but it's not Sixers radio 24/7 the way that we are with the Eagles or the Phillies. But the podcast is always the Sixers. I can't believe we're still doing it after 11 years. It's almost like we love the beatings or something.
Yeah.
I agree with you, and it's one thing I agree with fans on. I think a lot of the fan stuff against Embiid today is less about... my opinion about whether they... It's more about they just can't handle it anymore.
The history, yes.
Yeah. It's just exhausting. I agree. For a team that has a player this great, we shouldn't be so exhausted all the time.
And I'm exhausted to the point where I'm just accepting.
Yes.
I know, which is a tough spot to get to.
I've been pushed
it
here.
Takes years.
Yes.
It takes years. And
yes.
It's going to be such a shame because I know how this is going to work. We're going to look back on Embiid in 10, 15 years and be like, we had it pretty good.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's what I've made sure not to take for granted.
Yes.
I won't be in 10 years like, man, I wish I'd have watched him a little bit more and paid more attention to him. Nah, I've
You've
pretty
been
much
in on
seen him.
Him,
yes.
I think people will probably feel a little bit of the way they feel about Donovan. In that, I think looking back on it, everyone agrees now that Donovan was the best quarterback we ever had in the organization. And I think you look at...
It's funny how...
The
last two guys, that Jalen and Carson, fans would have ranked them ahead of Donovan as better quarterbacks.
Yes, there were moments for both.
Yes.
But then you look back and you're like, oh, if you're good for more than one or two years, that's how you get ranked at that point.
Yes.
And I do think at some point, assuming this doesn't end in a championship, I think people with time, like, man... I think they will be more disappointed that it didn't happen, and your point is correct, Jack. I think they'll say, wow, we got to watch one of the best players
we've
ever seen.
Arguably the most talented Sixer ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's fair to make that argument. Well,
outside of Wilt.
We've done it with Iverson, though. I mean, we've done it with Iverson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We look back on Iverson now, how great it was. The Iverson time was turbulent.
People were fighting about Iverson all the time.
Every
that was Howard.
Day.
Yes.
It's Howard's fault.
Yeah.
Yes, every day.
Well, but he earned it, too.
Of course he did. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That was one of the...
Dude. AI has just about as many stories off the court as he has on the court.
Yes. Well, I remember when we hired John Ritchie back. John hadn't been in Philadelphia since he played here. But when he played here, it was when Iverson was here. Mm-hmm. And he heard everybody talking about Iverson in these glowing terms. And I remember him asking me, he's like, I don't remember Iverson being beloved. the way. So,
yeah.
All right.
The fourth thing I can't take any more of, and I think this is relatable for a lot of people. Not sure if you guys have felt it in Jersey. It's definitely more of a PA thing. The political ads are just...
Oh, it's everywhere. Oh,
yeah. It's out of control.
What do you mean? What do you think? We live in another...
No, but not...
On another planet?
Apparently, PA is an important state.
Yeah, it's not... We don't live in a battleground state.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's just street signs all up and down.
Yes.
Every single... It's what, 15 days, right? Until it's over?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Well,
Come on, man! Get to the polls!
Yeah.
Well, it's YouTube, too, by the way. Every YouTube thing I put on, every podcast thing I put on, it's like, there it is
again. Some people say it's on WIP too much.
Well, we got to take the money. Yeah, like, we got to pay our salary somehow, but I will be happy when those are gone as well. I just want to be like, I get it! I know who's running! I know! All right.
Yes. Get out and vote. Okay. Yeah. We got it. Yeah. We got it. The third thing I can't take any more of, and I don't know if you guys have seen Twitter in the last 20 minutes, but Bron and Bronny put a commercial out together. Don't be late for the game, Rook. I cannot wait for this nonsense to be over with.
Just I actually like this.
Dude, it's sickening. He has an over-under tonight of 1.5, Ike, of points.
Take the under.
No, I'm going to take the over. I mean,
Bronny, I take the over.
Dude, 1 point, it's a bucket. He can't score a bucket.
I think they're going to leave him in there until he scores.
This season, really?
This season's not about a championship for them.
Oh, no, I know that. No. He's not scoring.
Oh.
Unless he gets a phantom foul call.
Well.
Dude, he couldn't score in the preseason. You think they're about to put him out there with real NBA players?
And do you think an NBA player wants to be scored
on
by Bronny?
Exactly, by Bronny James.
His own players might play defense on him. On the Lakers. Bronny has been blessed into a great life.
Yes.
Obviously. But I have sympathy for him in that what LeBron has wanted makes life harder in a lot of ways on Bronny. Mm-hmm. I want this game to be over. That way they can send him to the G League and let him be a G League player for a little while and not have this. The poor guy. A second round. When you name another second round pick in basketball history who's going to have a target on him like Bronny does in those games, you know?
No, you're right. You're right. It's the blessing and the curse of being LeBron's son and, you know, your dad being somewhat of a narcissist. That's just what it is. And
would have no idea.
Yeah. So, you know. And in all honesty, good for them tonight. I'll be watching.
Yeah.
I'll be watching. I won't be hating. I won't be on Twitter hating. Good for them. I actually like the Don't Be Late Rook commercial, the little thing he's promoting
right now.
That's actually funny.
Good. Look at you. Positive about LeBron. Cut that audio.
You know, I have my moments.
I'm going to bet on the over 1.5, too.
I think it's plus 140.
I'm going to take it.
I'm just telling you, don't be surprised.
Get a hard foul.
Come on.
If that goofball,
he's gonna get a foul,
dude. If he gets a hard foul, and he doesn't make those free throws.
Yep,
he's in for it.
Well, he's going 1-for-2 at the line.
Oh,
just know that his dad can't shoot free throws, so that ought to be expected.
It didn't pass down.
Yeah,
it didn't. More of a train wreck. This Lakers season or this Cowboys season?
Oh, this Cowboys season.
I don't know, man.
The Lakers season has potential simply because of how smug and condescending J.J. Redick is, too, because he's going to fight with media all the time.
Yeah, he hasn't even irritated me yet.
I keep forgetting he's a head coach.
Me too. Me too.
Maybe because he's never coached before in his entire life. Makes it hard to imagine he's head coach of the Lakers. But
I just keep forgetting.
Yes.
The second thing I can't take any more of, and this is a personal one, I can't take any more 2022 Phillies highlights. I'm out. I've seen them all. I get it.
Wow.
Well, hold on.
I know. He lived on the 08 highlights for a long time. I know. It's just the every day it's like, oh, on this day 2 years ago, there was a game four. It's like, I can't do it.
That's why he can't take it, because this is a painful reminder of us not being it. This is a guy who was watching highlights during an Eagles game.
I know.
At the game in the press box.
Yeah. Well, Big J's didn't love that one.
And I imagine your Twitter feed is probably intense with Philly stuff all the time.
Yeah. I need new memories. One memory this year was game. It was the Castellanos walk off and the Bryce.
Yeah, no, we can't celebrate that walk off.
No, it meant no. Squata.
Yeah, nothing.
Ugh. Anyway, but the number one thing that I can't take any more of, I can't see anymore, is Elliot Shore Parks trying to turn into Brian Baldinger. These film breakdowns from a guy that never played football, and he's whispering into a microphone.
I don't ever listen to him. I just
he talks.
Oh, yeah, you got to listen to him.
Dude, he talks. He's like, yes. I think Jalen here is looking for, like, why is it so soft? And, like, I just.
Because he's trying to. Stop, man. Guy's trying to break down video without being all overly excited about it. You know,
he's objective.
Just, yes,
this is what the tapes tell. Who told Elliot, you need to be an all 22 guy? Who told him that? Is it Lakin?
Rod Lakin told him that.
It's funny, when I watch the videos, I think to myself, I didn't play football. You're wrong here, Elliot. What are you talking about?
You don't think their first read was to Jack Stoll in the red zone?
Yeah. I love Elliot to death.
That should have been the first sign that he was wrong about that play right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Stoll and Graham. Is it Grant or
it's
Graham?
It's Grant Calcaterra.
I never get his name right.
Yeah.
Did he even get a target?
I think he had one catch. He had a catch,
okay.
I believe.
I was looking for him this week. He had a good game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I had him plus 600.
One catch, 11 yards, I think is what he was.
So he was cooking.
Yeah. This hour is brought to you by Guided Dorn Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Dorn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. We didn't get to this earlier, but because you mentioned the Phillies, I wanted to bring this up. So, Ike, when we went to game 3 with Citi Field, that big Mets fan group we were sitting near, that is...
With the orange that stuck out like a thumb.
Like
yes.
A thumb.
That is a fan group called the Seven Line.
Yep.
I would say that they are similar to the Ricky Lunatics, maybe, in a baseball version.
Well, Sons of Ben.
Yes, just like Sons of Ben, except that they're way more annoying than Sons of Ben. So Darren, I believe, is the leader of the fan line. I think he controls the account. And he tweeted this today. Yes, the Mets didn't win at all, but it still feels like these guys deserve a parade. Anyone know if they've cleared their lockers out? Would be great to see a bunch of support for the boys outside the players' lot at Citi.
When did they lose that game?
3 days ago?
Yeah.
I got news for you. They cleaned their lockers out.
Yes. They're probably not even in New York anymore.
Yes, they all left the next day.
A parade. You losers. They came in fourth place. They have the highest payroll in baseball.
At least when the Phillies had their fluke run, they made it to the World Series.
Yes. So Yankees fans were not annoying when I was in New York. Giants fans also not annoying. Mets fans and Jets fans are whiny little babies. Mets fans especially. Woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. It's amazing to me. They have the richest owner in baseball. And the whole attitude of Mets fans were, ha, 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 ha. King Cohen's going to buy everyone for us. He's going to spend tons of money. Ha, ha, the Yankees are now the little brothers. And then they still had the highest payroll in baseball. And today they're like, ha, 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 we're the underdog story that nobody could save. We'll give a parade for them for winning a round in the playoffs. Two rounds, actually, I guess. The Mets fans, and this guy specifically, are so annoying. I hope this offseason blows up in their face. The other thing we saw with Mets fans is they are obsessed, and these seven-line idiots, putting their own names on the backs of their jerseys.
I was like,
Who are
all these players?
Yeah. Dude, get a strawberry jersey.
Right.
You know? Get a Doc Gooden jersey.
Oh, it was 200 different Mets players, man. They had jerseys of. Like, they had no names of actual
players.
Current players.
It's like, look at me. I'm on the Mets. Get a Piazza jersey. You know, get a David Wright jersey. Yes. There are plenty of legendary Mets players for you to celebrate. You don't need to put your own name on the back of your jersey. And this loser, not that there's anything personal, was the biggest whiny little baby when I was up in New York. Anytime any of our hosts would say something negative about the Mets, all this guy would do would, this is why WFAN is not what it used to be. And blah, 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 blah.
I thought they only did that here.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's everywhere.
These king losers, the seven line Mets fans complained all the time. Sal Licata said something that he said there was a chemistry problem with Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, blah blah. How do you know about the chemistry? You're not even in the clubhouse. This is why WFAN has gone downhill.
It's not personal though.
Yeah. I can't stand
that. I love to see you get worked up.
A parade. Have a loser parade around in Queens. Have a good day.
Well, we walked that.
Yes.
Yeah, I was pro Queens. There's no skyscrapers. I thought all of New York was skyscrapers.
You found an expensive sandwich shop.
Yes, you did. I paid for
$59 for two turkey sandwiches and a piece of avocado toast. By the way, wasn't even good avocado toast. You know, it was literally just a regular piece of bread with avocado on it.
Yeah. That's your city.
This is not my city. I didn't even live in that city. Live near that city. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
First of all, I wanted to talk a little about last night, the first period, the first quarter of the Tampa game and the Ravens.
You're calling to call about the Bucs and the Ravens?
The first couple series, okay? The Tampa Bay offense ran the ball exactly a lot of the same plays that they did against the Eagles, okay? And they got out to a lead, and they got out to 10-0. It should have been 14-0. But anyway, after that, Baltimore figured it all out, and their offense started getting it on. And I mean, I went to bed at halftime, but 41-31, whatever.
Herb, are you going to start doing film breakdowns on Twitter like Elliot?
What I want to do is, okay, what I want to do is with the Eagles, okay, and Ike understands this because he played for the Eagles. Every week is a different week. Okay? Every week is a different week. There's going to be some weeks where we can run the ball for 200 yards plus. There'll be other weeks where we can pass the ball for 200 plus yards. Okay? That's every team we play is different. Certain teams are good against the run, other teams are good against the pass. The key is to keep these teams off balance. And that's the key. Keep them off balance. Keep them, you know, thinking that it's going to be a pass, okay, and then instead it's going to be a run. So by mixing it up is a good thing. Other than that, we just got to keep going. It's 1 week at a time, and that's it. With whatever players are healthy, those guys are on the field, that's it. Okay, whatever. But I see a lot of these two rookies on the defense. I see these guys are tackling. This is what we didn't do last year. Okay, so we're making progress. We're making progress.
Awesome. Okay.
That's all I can say to you.
Right. All right.
Right now, but I told you about the Sixers.
Yep. Anything else? What do you have on the Flyers?
What's that?
The Flyers. Michkov. What do you think of Michkov so far?
Yeah. You know, I got a job with the Flyers on Saturday morning. I got to be down there at 5 a.m.
To do what?
Pick up the Flyers players, yeah.
They're trusting you with that?
I'm driving them somewhere close by in the area.
At 5 a.m.?
5 a.m., dude, yeah.
You driving Michkov?
I'm getting up around 3 in the morning, dude. Well,
that doesn't take that long to get to the city.
Well, he's got to get ready, have a cup of coffee.
Do his hair.
If Michkov is on there, I'll get a picture.
Yeah.
All right, send it to me. Yep.
All right, Herb, we'll deliver that news to the Eagles that they should mix it up. I appreciate you, man.
Well, you know, the Blitz, listen.
Yep.
Last time we played Cincinnati, it was a tie game. You know, I told
it's actually
a
pretty good
Brandon,
recall.
This is payback week from like 4 years ago when we played them, okay?
And for the Yeezy Foundation.
Jalen wasn't playing then.
No, he was just a rookie.
Peterson was the coach.
Yep.
It was. What was that score? 19-19 or something? I forget.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. So, you know, this Cincinnati, they got some stuff.
And
Doug. They got the receivers.
Doug went for the field goal on the tie.
No, Doug punted the ball at the end of the game.
Right.
We got to be ready to play.
In this city?
We got to be ready to play. And the defense got to be ready. We can't give anything. You know, these guys like to go deep, and they like to run slants. They like to run the post pattern.
Oh,
I think Doug punted from like the 50-yard line.
No, yeah, you can see he was playing for the tie. Yeah, he's playing for the tie.
Coming up next, Don Johnson of Miami Vice.
John Johnson?
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
I have no idea who Crockett is.
No idea.
Don Johnson and Kerry Russell.
Ooh.
Present the Best Supporting Actress Award on this year's Academy Awards.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb. See you, man.
You good, Herb?
Yeah, I'm good, brother. All right. I hear you, brother.
All right, good luck with the Flyers.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, let's go.
Wow.
I love it, on the way out.
Wow, that is, what a call from Herb.
Yeah.
Just analysis.
5 a.m. Flyers pickup on Saturday.
There is no way there's Flyers
getting. There's a 0% chance.
There is no way he is driving Flyers players anywhere at 5 a.m.
Well, you know he was going to be a security guard at the link until we got him fired.
because he was talking to you guys while he was on the job?
No. This is before he's even going to start. We're like, that's a bad idea, Eagles.
Yes. Right. Yeah, yeah. We ruined it before they even let him. We didn't even let him get in the door.
Well, because we asked him, or I think Marks asked him, what are you going to do if someone comes
somebody
in with a
tries
gun?
To come in there and take something. Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, I'm going to take the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Do we have Buzz next?
Yeah.
Herb is security.
Yeah.
It's not like a ninth green at nine situation with the whole Flyers picking them up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. It's like, hey, let's call Herb and tell him we're the Flyers.
There's a 0% chance.
There's no way. 5 a.m.? All right. Coming up next, Commissioner Buzz joins us, and we get an update on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Find out where we all fall in the power rankings if we are in the top five. That's next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ah, look at you. Life under control. Errands done. How about groceries? Got them. Be proud of yourself. It's a good time to give yourself a reward. Now, you know you've been waiting all day for your favorite tasty cake treat, but which one? There are so many great choices. How about the delicious crimpet or the mouth-watering candy cake? Maybe it's a tasty baked pie. Well, no matter what you choose or where you are, it's always time for a tasty cake. So choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it, and you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, accept no substitutes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.